So he chose to be angry at the
quesadilla.
That's the
fourth rule of Fight Club.
It's just good to be angry just sometimes.
Just be angry.
Oh, makes you feel a lot younger.
Yes, it does.
I don't know what to do with that there, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. It's just...
Oh.
So before we let Chris elaborate on that, welcome back to another episode of What You Take, the show where we talk about just about anything we can possibly think of and bring you guys along for the unfiltered, unapologetic ride. As always, you're going to have myself here, Steve, my brother Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing? It's me. I'm the brother Chris. I've recovered from my fit of rage at the end of last episode. Spencer, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Sexy
pretty good.
Spence.
Hey, fine.
Yeah.
I'm just glad through counseling you've managed to get past.
I did so much counseling.
Yeah.
That
self-reflection.
I just do it to myself now. I don't even need the other people. You know how fucked up you have to be to psych.
It's just up in the mirror like, you're a good person. Like,
you know how fucked up your head has to
be. I am mad. And how does that make you feel? I don't like it. Wait, where do you think this started? Yeah. He is full on just having this talk.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know how fucked up you got to be to do therapy on yourself regularly?
What's more fucked up is when it actually you're getting progress from it, too. That's the really fucked up part. Yes. Wait, wouldn't you just always agree with yourself?
No.
That's not how that goes.
I'm an asshole. And me knows it.
So guys, picking up from last episode, we are going to tackle the second half of our strangest food, weirdest foods list that we had began. Last episode, we ended on number 9, the Kit Kat quesadilla, and it absolutely wrecked everything about Chris's brain. I start off with number 10 here. This one I feel like is kind of a soft opening as far as the episode goes because I'm not overly surprised by it. This is United States specific from Sonic. Everything about Sonic sucks.
Hey, amen.
They had a pickle juice slushy.
They fucked me over on a chili dog. Fuck Sonic.
Pickle juice slushy.
What the fuck?
But here's the thing. Pickle juice has a weird fucking cult following that...
I will hear nothing from the fucking brine drinkers.
Pickle juice has this weird cult following. Well, you'll have people that just like it's just, I don't understand the obsession with pickle juice.
No, I don't either.
So we find who made the pickle juice slushy.
Sorry, maybe I'm an alcoholic, but I just thought, would tequila go good with it?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
You know, that would explain their sales a little bit.
Oh my God.
We just hold his head in a vat of pickle juice until he stops twitching.
Hey, bud. Yeah, let's come back from the dark place now.
Okay.
Do you need another self-counsel?
No.
Like,
going to number 11, back to Japan.
Always Japan.
It's Japan and it's McDonald's, man. Yeah. This one is Burger King. First time we're seeing Burger King
okay.
on the list. No, second time. Because they had the black burger, right? Mm-hmm. That was Burger King.
Oh, mm-hmm. right.
This is called the Windows 7 Whopper. The description says, Burger King introduced in Japan the Windows 7 Whopper to celebrate the launch of Microsoft's Windows 7. And it looks like what it is two very disheveled looking buns. And it is 7 patties tall. And then you get your lettuce and your tomato.
You know... I'm fine with that because it's just a big burger. It's not a weird burger.
I think the thing that's weird about it is they launched it to celebrate the launch of Windows 7.
That to me
Microsoft.
Is the odd part. Like those don't correlate.
I mean, maybe in Japan it would. I mean, it's a lot more tech industry based and there's a lot more going on there, like business culture wise.
Why won't they just make like a new flurry or something like that and call it like the cloud?
I don't know. That's a good idea, though.
Thanks. But, like,
but, yeah, I don't got a problem with just a big burger. Yeah. Like, the concept's weird, but, like, yeah, just smash that shit flat like Shaggy.
That's the most American shit I've ever heard, though.
Oh.
Like, I'm surprised coming from Japan.
Yeah.
The patties are like that, I'm sure.
I mean, it looks like a full-size thing.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure it's a...
They're
How
thin.
Much was it, though?
I don't know.
I'd say back then, probably... 15-20 bucks.
I guess in my mind, though, I just feel like that's such a weird correlation between, like, two industries that I feel like just don't belong together.
Yeah.
Do you remember when McDoubles were a dollar?
Back in the day. Gas was $1.25.
This next one I'm not mad about. I think I'd actually really like to try it. Making their first appearance to the list, Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
Okay. The glazed donut breakfast sandwich. Breakfast sandwich that used glazed donuts as the bread or bun, stuffed with bacon and eggs. Sweet and savory combo that challenges the traditional notions of a breakfast sandwich.
I don't think I'd have a problem with that. I guess my biggest problem with that would be sticky fingers.
I think at that point you just don't care.
I think, no, it's not. It's diabetes.
I don't think with that, with something like that, I wouldn't want egg. I think I'd rather do like a sausage patty and bacon, like go full right. send on the savory.
Yeah,
with the glazers. What kind,
did they say it was scrambled egg?
It would have to be. The picture here looks like it's an over medium egg, but I'm willing to bet it was like one of those like cutouts or one of those
like an egg round. From yeah, a,
yes,
an egg.
It looks okay. like it was an egg.
Or was
round.
It like a folded?
No, it's it looks like an egg round.
See, I do a folded egg on that.
See, I can see that's my thing. My mind went to folded.
Yeah,
but
if you were to make it at home, totally.
Yeah,
but I think in ease of like just shipping these suckers out, it'd be easier to do that.
Man, round. At the same time, that's like one of those things where it's like, all right, yeah, maybe every now and then I'd get it.
Oh, I wouldn't you know, make it a regular. Like, if I'm gonna do
that's
this,
a treat food.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this tomorrow morning.
I'm not going to lie to myself and say this is breakfast. This is me.
This is who I am as a person.
This
is my
this.
Happy time.
So I don't think I would do two full glazer donuts like what they have in the picture.
Cut
they,
one in half.
I would do one and a half like a bagel.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I would do sausage, bacon, and honestly, I would take one of the larger hash browns like what you can get at McDonald's and do it that
Ooh,
way. That's how
like
I That's how I do that shit.
Full breakfast sandwich.
Dude, yeah. I put hash browns on every one of my breakfast. Sandwiches.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The hash browns
dude.
Do something to it.
I always get two hash browns so that I have one and then
my
food
has
one. No, because like I'll actually like or if I get burritos, I'll cut it lengthwise and I'll roll it into the burrito.
Okay.
It's really good.
God, dude, I'm fucking starving, actually. No, but on the real though, that I don't know, that sounds pretty
I'm
sounds
not against
good.
That.
It's violently American.
Oh, it's extremely American.
This is why Europe judges us. But...
So let's leave the States and we're going to go over to Malaysia for number 13. Okay.
What is it? A mosquito burger?
It is the...
They're making those.
Wow. We're going to go...
It's a humid climate. There's a lot of mosquitoes.
We are going to McDonald's again. And they called it the prosperity burger.
Mmm.
Description says McDonald's in Malaysia rolls out the prosperity burger during the Chinese New Year season. It has a beef or chicken patty, black pepper sauce, and sliced onions in a sesame seed bun. It looks like it's a long bun though, not your typical circular one.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
No, I think with this one it just seems like it almost seems like the Malaysia's version of like our McRib.
Yeah.
It's kind of what it looks like.
It doesn't
I was going to say it doesn't shock me. For how hot, for where it is on the list, I'm not very shocked by
it. Well, that's my thing is like, fucking Kit Katadilla should be down here and that should be up there.
Yeah.
Well, that's just it. They didn't put these in any specific order.
Oh, I thought
I
it
was
under counting.
The impression, I'm like,
I thought we were counting down to the weirdest.
No.
Which is also why I was like, why did you think I would calm down the further down the list we
this
got?
It's getting worse and worse.
No, we didn't need you to calm down to prep for this. We just needed you to calm down.
Gotcha.
That's all that was.
Gotcha. Okay.
Next up for this one, we are going to New Zealand.
Oh.
Pizza Hut.
Okay.
Okay.
This one is a Marmite stuffed crust pizza.
I've never had Marmite or Vegemite.
What is it?
It's like a spread. It's like a, oh jeez, it's like a.
Isn't it like a really thick like paste, almost like molasses?
Oh, here, hold on. It might be in the description.
Yeah.
This one had a crust with a touch of Marmite, which is a yeast extract spread known for its strong and divisive flavor. The result was a love-it-or-hate-it crust that sparked strong reactions.
Yeah, Vegemite is the same way.
I don't know about these things.
Yeah, it's a cultural food to Australia. Well, in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Vegemite is Australia. I think Marmite is New Zealand.
Like I said, it's just one of those things where I don't know enough about it to really...
Yeah, it's kind of like a weird preserve. I've never tried it, but I've heard of it.
Interesting. So we're going to go ahead and go back to Asia for the next one.
Excellent.
This one doesn't say anything specific within Asia. This one is just Asia. We're going to McDonald's again. This one is fairly tame, I think, considering the shit that they've put on this list. This is the McRice burger. Everything about the patty and whatnot for any of the sandwiches the same. They just subbed it out for a rice bun.
I thought, yeah.
That's what you were talking about. Yeah, that's not weird.
Not weird. That one doesn't surprise me. 16.
I think it's probably healthier.
Like, oh, probably. Number 16, I'm just going to go over this fast because this one we've all had. I don't think it was very well received, but...
Spaghetti salsa.
No. Going back to Taco Bell. This one is, here in the United States, it was the Naked Chicken Chalupa, where they took the crispy chicken and made that the taco shell. Basically the same thing KFC did. Yeah, that was good. We've had that before.
Yeah.
I'm not mad about that one. Number 17, I have an issue with. Going back to McDonald's, China, we have a coriander sundae.
A cilantro sundae?
The description reads, a hell yeah or hell no kind of treat. There is no middle ground here. If you like coriander, you might find this a pleasure for your taste buds. And if you are on the fence when it comes to this divisive spice, just say no.
It's a shake?
It's a sundae.
So it's just like vanilla ice cream with fucking cilantro on top?
Yeah, so you know like when you have the hot fudge sundaes, there's the cup and then you have like that drizzle of hot fudge kind of going in it. They've got a green liquid of some kind, and then, yeah, it's coriander just all over the place on top of it.
What's the liquid?
I don't know.
Coriander extract.
Oh.
Get fucked.
Yeah, I'm not...
That's just...
Not crazy about it.
No. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like cilantro. Fuck that noise.
I just can't picture with... It's like barbecue and ice cream. No, they don't belong together. Like,
no, just...
Sweet baby Ray's in a sundae.
Some of these I feel like would be easy enough to make here. We need to try a couple of these maybe for an episode.
We don't need to do that.
I think we can make the Kit Kat case.
You know what's fucked up is I'd probably end up liking it.
You probably would. That's the worst part.
Fucking like, hilarious.
Yeah, I'd probably end up liking it. I'd just object to it on principle.
Secretly making it with the lights off in your kitchen. Like,
you can never know.
Number 18, we are going to Thailand. We're going to Burger King. This one they call the real cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Says, hold the meat, hold the sauce, give me all the cheese kind of situation. People went crazy for it. Reception ranging from disgust to total awe. It is bottom bun. Slice of cheese, 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 top bun. It is a giant grilled cheese sandwich. But the proportion...
Are you sure you just didn't get that from, like, Wisconsin?
I was going to say, do you remember when we were too poor to eat school lunch, and then they gave us the cheese sandwich?
Oh, yeah. Like, it was just... That's just a grilled cheese.
Yeah.
The thing being that it's the sliced cheese, right? I don't know that it'll fully melt.
No, it won't.
So you're going to take that bite, and
you're
going
to be having solid cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not my son. Yeah. Oh, dude, Owen is famous for that shit. He'll just walk around with a slice of cheese and just... Hey,
slices of cheese. Yeah, my girls do that, too. Yeah. Like, it is the... It's
the equivalent of us walking around with, like, a brick of cheese, like a wheel of cheese.
Yeah. But, I mean, to go somewhere and say, I want... that and again the picture serves it being this fucking big, so even if you're going down to that's like 15 slices of
cheese. You're not shitting for a week,
like,
bro. Speaking of those cork shits, like, oh my god,
you're gonna need an enema, my dude. Like, I'm an enema.
This one,
surprised we haven't gotten to anything with like pig's feet or anything like that yet.
No, I was expecting like some weird animal parts.
Yeah.
Basically, the not sought after ones, because they're gonna try and.
I think this is mostly like a restaurant. List,
yeah,
though. I think if we looked for like weirdest,
like a
cultural
brain burger
dishes,
or something.
Oh,
like that.
I'm sure.
Cultural.
Probably on a different kind of list.
Yeah,
this one's weird because so it's in Germany, but it's not attached to any of the food chains that we know. It's called Norsee, Norsee, and it is a. Oh, I'm gonna butcher the pronunciation of this. I'm sorry. A soused herring sandwich.
Isn't that the shit that smells like...
I like herring.
So the description says, this one is for all the fish lovers out there. Imagine pickled herring on a bed of lettuce, accompanied by tomato and onion slices, nestled in a bun.
Oh, that's your, like, okay. He's actually excited about this
one. I was saying, Chris likes the sound of that one.
That sounds good.
Yeah, okay.
I like pickled herring. It's great. Put it on crackers.
Okay. That's not my cup of tea, dude.
That's great. Definitely not mine. This next one I'm interested in.
I like fish. I just don't like their faces.
Don't watch me do this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do this to you. Just look away, please.
You're already dead.
Take the head off. I'll eat the body. Why does the head... That's the thing I don't get, is when you serve a fish with its head, you don't eat the fucking head.
I wonder if there's a cultural reason behind it, or if it's supposed to be some kind of significance to, like... Like, I didn't butcher what I prepared for you. It's here in its entirety.
Yeah, because I've
got no facts to back that up. That's me talking about
that's my
ass.
Thing. I'm not.
I've seen fish
sure
cooked
that,
like
actually.
That, where they're just like slit in the belly to like get the guts out, and then they're like pan fried.
Yep.
Yeah.
With some like seasonings over there. I'm like,
maybe it's just a certain style of preparing fish.
Like, I don't know.
There's other ones out there too where you skin it and just like fuck the rest of it.
We'll have to look into this.
Or maybe it's a certain type of fish they do it to.
True.
Number 20. We're going back to Taco Bell, South Korea.
Okay.
Kimchi quesadilla.
I'm not familiar with kimchi.
I'm not either. The picture looks extremely normal.
It's... I've had kimchi once or twice. And... I don't know how I feel about that.
Is it just, like, those flavors don't belong together?
No, it's not that. It's one of those things where it's, like, I could see it working, but I feel like it would be a bit of a gamble.
Okay, so it's, like, it's either going to be awesome or it sucks.
Yeah. You're going to like it or you're not.
Yeah.
I mean, as with most things on this list.
Yeah.
But it's not the most outlandish one that we've seen on this list either.
No, I don't think so.
Right.
So to wrap up the list at 21, I don't think it's the most awkward. I don't think it's the most disgusting. I think it's an interesting play.
All right.
KFC, specific to the United States, we are going with the chicken-flavored chocolate truffles.
No.
Chicken-flavored chocolate truffles. What the fuck?
Yep. A little box.
Hey.
Handful of chocolate truffles in there, and they are chicken-flavored.
No.
Why would they? Why?
Description says...
Hey, you know what's great at a fondue party? The chicken.
Nothing says, love you, Mom, more than a box of chocolates that actually tastes like chicken. Spices and all. No joke. These look super fancy, but taste like the trademark KFC chicken.
So you made chips?
Chocolate chips.
Well, and it's, again, it's a truffle, so it's like this big.
That, no. Fuck, no.
No.
That's fucked up.
Yep.
No, okay, so...
Spence, you know you do it.
No, I definitely try it, because I mean, like, I don't like saying no.
That's
like,
the fucking problem, is I would try almost any of these.
I would hate if I liked the gross ones, though, because then I feel like I would be judged.
Correct.
Like,
oh, we'd judge the living shit out of you.
If you're sitting there eating chocolate chicken truffles, like, dude, your coworkers would be like, you're fucked up.
You know what that reminds me of? That makes me think of the birdie boxes of whatever jelly beans. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what's wild to me is apparently, maybe I just don't hang out with the right people.
It's entirely possible.
Every time I bring it up, people act fucking flabbergasted. It's chocolate-covered espresso beans. They're one of my favorite things in the world, but like it seems like everyone I talk to about them, they're like, what's your favorite candy? I'm like, chocolate-covered espresso beans. And they're like, what?
They're very decisive because a lot of people, and again,
I think they're good.
You're talking about Americans, so it's like we've... super sweetened everything about coffee, so a lot of people don't like the bitterness that comes out of an espresso bean or a coffee bean.
They're not
my favorite. I'll have like two or three of them a year.
Yeah, like, dude, it's one of those where like if I come across, I won't seek them out.
Correct.
But if I see them, I'll be like, oh, and I'll like grab them off the shelf or
they're
something.
My favorite.
You know what I actually might seek out with the girls being gone on their trip here? I might make my way back to Woodman's and get those seaweed crisps that we had from that episode.
Oh, those were actually like really
good.
Those
were amazing. I really like those.
No, like those, they're like the right level of crunchy and they had just the right amount of seasoning.
Yep. Yep.
Plus it's like, they were one of the healthier ones, right?
Oh, extremely.
Yeah, like, yeah, those are a damn good snack.
But guys, that's it. That's what I got for my 21 weird items. Obviously, we did not like the Kit Kat quesadilla. I do not like the idea of the chocolate chicken truffles.
Are... When you say chocolate chicken, is it blended? Is it just flavored? What is it?
The way that I would have to assume is they made a truffle, traditional style.
Yeah.
But they took, like, chicken extract. Like, whether it be, like,
it's like how they made the cheeseburger chip.
But yeah, I mean, it's like, I mean, the picture is, they look fancy.
Well, yeah, but it's like, I guess in my mind, I'm like, is it chocolate that tastes like chicken, or is it like chicken-coated chocolate?
No, it's chocolate that tastes like chicken. You're not going to bite into it and like, oh, there's chicken in there.
So there's no chicken residue, it's just flavored.
Flavor, yeah. You are biting into a chocolate
chicken truffle. Flavored chicken. Chicken-flavored chocolate.
Yeah.
I was under misunderstanding. It's still fucking disgusting. Yeah. I thought it was like one of those where it was like, oh, the interior is like a chicken.
Oh, you were thinking almost like a chocolate coated chicken nugget.
Kind of, yeah. Oh. Not in that extent, but somewhat similar. Yeah. Like not breaded or anything. Yep. You know, truffles will have like that center. I thought that was chicken.
Nope. Not from at least what this is saying. I mean,
that's really fucked. Okay. That seems like a lot of effort.
Chicken flavored chocolate. Just let it be chocolate.
Just let chocolate be chocolate.
Like man.
Chocolate!
It's just, no, and it's fine. You can go to the nines with chocolate with like double dark espresso mousse, whatever.
But keep it sweet.
Keep it, yeah. Oh, and even there's some wiggle room for like bacon and chocolate, but like.
Oh yeah, and like dark chocolate. And like super, like the super dark chocolate is actually insanely bitter.
Yeah. I tried a bite of baking chocolate once, and I fucking hate it.
No, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's awful.
I'm not a fan of those extreme crossovers. The only, like, whenever I have a sweet savory crossover, I prefer it to be something like
light of both.
Well, like a honey. I don't want chocolate. Like, give me something spicy, and then give me honey.
Right.
As the sweetener to it. Don't fucking put chocolate.
Like
chips
I've had
into
ghost pepper infused chocolate before as well.
That seems weird.
It is, but it wasn't like. It wasn't like I took a bite out of a ghost pepper. It was definitely, like, milded out.
Okay.
Is it kind of just, like, Mexican desserts in general?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, I love Mexican candies.
Yeah, I mean, no, hate. It's just strange to me. It's, like, fucking, like, mango slices with, like, paprika on it and shit like that. It's, like, I just
chili powder.
Chili
it's
powder,
weird,
yeah.
But it tastes, it's not bad.
No, it's just one of those things where it's, like, I just see it and I'm, like,
dude, I think one of the weirdest things I ever had are those, like, candies that, like, have, like, a scorpion or, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just talking to someone not too long ago about shit like that has animals infused within it, right? And I really, really, really want... I don't know how much it costs.
Viper whiskey.
The rattlesnake tequila.
Yeah! Oh! So, see, we were on the same
Yeah, we were
the
same.
Yeah.
Like, I would... I want it.
Right.
I don't think the wife would let me keep it on the bar. That would have to be exclusively...
That's a talking piece, though,
that
man.
Is a talking piece. Like, I want it, though.
Oh, my God, yeah. Apparently, it does have a different... they say it does. I don't know if it actually does.
What I want to know is what counteracts what, because rattlesnakes are supposed to be poisonous, no?
I'm sure they remove the...
No, but that's just it. I think that's the thing to it, is that some of the venom or whatnot is infused within the tequila. So, yes, my thought is, does the alcohol
like
counteract that a little bit?
I think it probably kills the poison to a bit or breaks it down.
Ooh, you know what we could do if we really want to experiment with this? For everyone out there that's listening, especially if you're in the podcast side of things or if you're in the YouTube music side of things, there is a link in the description that says support the show. Send us a couple of bucks. That's connected to our PayPal. Send us a couple of bucks. We'll put it towards the rattlesnake tequila, and we'll do a video where we try it. Okay? Send us a couple of bucks. See what we can do with that.
We might go blind.
Hey,
I don't know.
You know what? We can still have a podcast
only,
if we're blind.
Only in your least favorite eye.
Yeah, right.
Do you have a favorite eye?
My right.
Why?
Because I'm right-handed.
You just don't want to even give the left a chance?
No.
Wow.
It doesn't deserve one.
Wow. With that being said, guys, I'm just going to wrap it up right there.
That's a lot of hate towards an eye.
It's a lot of hate towards the eye.